Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hey friends, it's Sherry, your host, and today we are going to jump right into this solo episode. And I want to talk to you about self-doubt. And this is something that I have been dealing with honestly, off and on since I started my coaching business, because there's so many decisions to be made and I don't have a team to help me make them. I'm like all on my own. But recently I've had some decisions, and they're not even huge decisions. That's the crazy thing. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. But there are just a lot of little decisions that I've had to make. And I'm like driving myself crazy with them. And I just started thinking about it. And based on some other comments and conversations I've been having on Facebook with some of you, I realized I'm not alone in this. In fact, I actually Googled self-doubt when I was getting ready to do this podcast. And 6 billion people, or 6 billion times, self-doubt has been searched in Google. That's crazy. So 0.68 seconds, somebody is searching self-doubt on Google. So totally, I know I am not alone with the feelings of self-doubt. So I looked up the definition. What exactly is self-doubt? So the two definitions I found said one was a lack of faith in oneself, a feeling of doubt or uncertainty about one's ability, actions, etc. The second definition said a lack of confidence in the reliability of one's own motives, personality, thought, etc. And you know, there may be seasons of our lives where we have huge doubts about everything we do and who we are, even like the personality one they set up there. But most of the time, it's not huge self-doubt. It's the sneaky, seemingly little decisions that we have to make that mess us up the most. Wouldn't you agree with that? Or do you agree with that? Let me know. I know for myself, that's definitely the case. It goes back to that first definition of a feeling of doubt or uncertainty about one's abilities to take, you know, actions, etc. So it's the little decisions that I have to make that just totally keep me stuck. And, you know, especially if you're a leader, you usually have confidence in yourself as a leader, at least most days, right? But there are times that we just have that doubt in our decisions. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. And again, if you're like me, it's those small decisions that can hang you up the most. And again, let me know. You can, you know, hit the message button down below. I love to have conversations with the listeners. But so, you know, when there's a big decision I have to make, my self-assurance can kick in, and I'm usually okay with that. I can make major life decisions, usually without a lot of angst. But if you ask me to go shopping to buy a pair of jeans, or what the title of my next opt-in page should be, and more on that crazy decision in the next episode, you'll hear me talk a little bit more about that one. Or, you know, maybe you're trying to figure out, like, what should be your podcast, social media posts for the day or for the week? Should you even post on Facebook or should you use Instagram? Or should you learn how to do reels? Maybe it's what goals should you set for the new year? Or sometimes it's those decisions of like, oh, I need to have a hard conversation. You know, maybe a friend's father just passed away and you know you need to call them, but you don't even know what to say. So you keep procrastinating it. It's those kind of decisions that we have to make that sometimes can just get us hung up all day long and we procrastinate. Sometimes you even start doing things that you don't even want to do. You don't even like doing, but it gives you a little bit more time before you have to commit to making that decision and acting on it. And again, please let me know that I'm not the only one who gets crazy with these little decisions. And again, I drive myself crazy on the craziness of making the little decisions. And again, I kind of know because I've seen your posts and I've seen your questions. And again, there's 6 billion of us searching self-doubt. So I know I'm not alone in this. But it can paralyze us and it can keep us stuck in like limbo land. And why the heck does self-doubt do that to us anyway? I don't know. I have no idea why it can do that to us. But here's the thing I do know. I do know how to systematically move through the process to finally make a decision and move on with it. And I jotted down 6 things that I have done or I do to work through decisions. And honestly, I'm taking myself through these 6 steps right now. Like there's a couple of decisions again in my business that I've been trying to make and I've been procrastinating and putting it off. I'm driving myself crazy. I'm driving my husband crazy. I'm driving the people who are waiting on me to make a decision crazy. So that's why this is on my mind right now. And maybe you're not in a place right now that you have to make a decision. Maybe you're good. You have no self-doubt. So just listen to this and then maybe file it away for that day that it does come. Or maybe you're like me and you're going through some decisions right now and these 6 steps can help you. So number 1, the first thing you need to do when you are driving yourself crazy with a decision and self-doubt is like holding you hostage, the first thing you want to do is identify your own strengths and how they dictate your best decision-making process. We all have different ways of making decisions. Again, you've heard me talk about my self-assurance strength. And if I forget to pull up my self-assurance strength, and I start asking a lot of people for their opinion on things. And you know what happens when we do that? We ask, you know, 20 people for their opinions. We're going to get 20 different answers. And what I realize is when I do that, that messes me up even more. And having high self-assurance, if I remind myself that if I just trust my own gut and make the decision that feels right in my own gut, I'll make the best decision. So if you're like me and you have high self-assurance in your strengths, just remind yourself that you know the answer. It's in you. Trust your own gut and quit asking 20 million people the answer, what they would do, what they would title it, whatever the decision is. Now, if you're somebody that has high context, and somebody with high context, you value being able to look at the past for the clues. You like to look back to see how you made decisions, how somebody else made a decision, how somebody else did things, because you know the past leaves clues. So you might need to rely on looking at your past and remind yourself of times when you made good decisions or maybe even poor decisions. And what were those decisions? What did it look like? And use that knowledge to make the decision you're facing today. And by looking back, when you have high context, it's going to be clear to you the direction you need to go today. Now, somebody that has high like deliberative or intellection, you may need to take the time to gather more information or facts before you can make a decision. You need all the information. So give yourself time to do that. Give yourself permission to gather the information you need, to have time to process it, not feel rushed to make a decision. And sometimes you may need to explain that you need all this to others around you, because they may start to get frustrated that you haven't made a decision yet. So be very clear to them that you are in the process of making a decision. You just need to gather more information. You need to process it. Give them a date, which is going to be one of the steps we're going to talk about in a minute. But let them know why you're working through that, that it's just how you operate. Whereas if you have high activator, people with high activator, you just want to jump in and go. And you know what? That's okay sometimes, unless it's like a major decision. Like, just let your activator take charge. I had that discussion with myself this morning because I have activator in my top 10. And I'm like, I need to rely on my activator here because I'm taking way too much time to make this decision. I just need to let my activator go. And your activator will help you just go with a decision. Just make one. It's kind of like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Boom. That's what we're going to do. We're going to act on it. And we're going to figure it out along the way. If it's right or it's wrong, we'll adjust, we'll pivot, whatever. But you just step into the decision. You don't deliberate on it like somebody with high deliberative. You just go with it. And that's totally okay too. So as you can see, just knowing how you operate and what your top strengths are, this is, again, I can't say this enough, why I'm so big on taking the Clifton Strengths Assessment, because as you can see, just that tool can help you with this. So that's number one. Identify your own strengths and how they dictate your best decision-making process. So, so, so important. Number two, sometimes we need to have a trusted friend or a spouse you can go to, and sometimes that trusted friend is just all you need from them is validation that you're amazing and that you can do this and that you're on the right track. We need those people in our lives that will just tell us, you've got this, go with it. Yes, that's right. They're not going to offer advice. They're not going to give their two cents. They're just going to validate that your decision is okay. Now, obviously, you need to trust them enough that if you're way off base, they're going to tell you that as well. So I used to have my senior national sales director, Maureen, and she was that person for me. Today, it's my husband a lot, and I have a couple other friends too. And sometimes I tell them, like, all I need to hear right now is this is the right decision and go with it. Or just tell me I'm great. Just tell me I'm making a good decision. Just tell me I can do this. Like, I don't need them to debate with me or look at things. I just need them to validate that I can make this, that I've made the right decision so I can act on it. Number three, kind of ties into that, but a little more expanded. Number three is have a board of advisors, friends, peers, maybe a mastermind group, trusted, like-minded, and even people that are close to the same type of goals you are. They don't have to necessarily be in the same industry as you, but they're like-minded. And they have, again, that similar goal. Like, if you are a high achiever and you have some big goals, don't ask your friend who's very happy a status quo. You're going to come about life two different ways. So make sure it's, you know, people that are kind of very similar to you. And have a brainstorm session with them. Ask them to help you go through the decision-making process. Bounce ideas off of them. Also make sure within that peer group, mastermind group, that they're a group of people that are strong in their own confidence, that they are okay with telling you when, hey, that idea sucks. You're totally off base. You need people like that that will also point you in the right direction. And they'll truly brainstorm with you, not just listen and okay everything you say, but they're also going to push you to make better decisions. So number two is you need that friend that helps you that validates you. But number three is that circle of friends who are going to push you to make the best decision. Number four, you need time by yourself. You need to be introspective. That might look like journaling. Sometimes we just need to journal it down. And once we see it in writing, it all comes out. Just putting it on paper. Sometimes we just need to go get active. For some people, it's going for a run and just letting, a run where you can just process things. Maybe listen to a song, but not too much interruption, but just let your brain flow. Maybe it's just going for a hike in nature. Maybe it's being on the water. Just get quiet so you can listen to what's coming up within yourself. So it's just time by yourself to be introspective. Oh, I do want to back up to number three again. And actually, sometimes it's number two, but number two or number three. Sometimes just talking out loud with that trusted friend or that board of advisors, I call it, just saying everything out loud will help you come to the right decision. So sometimes it's just, you don't need anybody to really talk back to you. You just need to have a conversation out loud with somebody. And once you hear it out loud, it's like, oh, okay, now I'm starting to see things clear. Now, if they're one that can ask you the right questions back, that's even better. Okay, so that was number four, time by yourself, introspective time. Number five is just walk away from it for 24 hours or a few days, and sometimes even a week. If it's a major decision, you may need to give yourself more time away from it. Just walk away from it. Do all the other steps first, then walk away. Don't even think about it for, again, that 24 hours, a few days, a week, whatever time frame you need, and then come back to it with fresh eyes. That in itself can be just do wonders for you with the clarity. And number six, set a deadline to make a decision. Like Nike says, just do it. Just take action. So have a deadline on your date book, on your planner. If somebody else is waiting for you to make a decision, let them know what your drop dead decision date is. And, the reality is most of the decisions, especially what we're talking about today, they're not life and death decisions. And even if we make the wrong one, and yeah, I'm talking to myself right here, right now, they can be fixed, they can be changed, they can be corrected. So sometimes we just need to say, you know what, by Friday at 5 o'clock, I'm going to make a decision and I'm just going to go with it. And it may not be the right decision, but I'm okay with it. We're just going to move forward. And just that action of moving forward is going to give so much peace, so much freedom. And again, I am totally preaching to myself today. All right, my friends. So those are my six steps for working through making a decision on something, working through what you need to do next, all those things when self-doubt has creeped in and it's keeping you stuck and it's causing you to procrastinate and it's just feeling icky because you can't make a decision. So follow those six steps and hopefully they will help you work through the process so you make a decision and move forward with your life. So I'd love to know, message me, hit the link below. It's a direct message to me. First of all, can you validate me? Let me know that I'm not alone in the self-doubt of decision-making. And also, if you want to chime in on a new name for this podcast, because we are going to be in August, I'm actually celebrating, the day this podcast goes live. I'm recording this on the 28th, tomorrow's the 29th. 1 year ago today was the very first podcast of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs. And if you've been following me, you know that kind of the theme has changed, the who I talk to has changed, who I'm talking, you know, the advice I'm giving, who it's for has changed. We kind of morphed from entrepreneurs to more leadership training. So it's time to rebrand. It's time to change the name of the podcast. A lot of what you've been hearing is still going to be valuable to you. A lot is just mindset, whether you're an entrepreneur or a leader. It stays the same, even like today's. Anybody could use that advice, I think. But to attract more leaders, I need to change the name. So if you want to chime in, because that's one of the decisions I have to make right now, is what should the new name be? I'm kind of leaning towards Navigating Your Leadership, because we're still having a play on the sailing and the nautical theme. Or just Navigating Leadership. So those are two ideas I have. If you want to chime in, let me know. Now, my self-assurance already has one picked, but I would love your opinion anyway. Also, one last reminder, actually it's not one last reminder, but another reminder, you may have heard in the last podcast, I do have a strengths-based leadership workshop coming up on August 24th. So after listening to step one today, you might be like, okay, I really need to figure out the strengths stuff. I need to know what are my top 10 and how can I use them more. So that's coming up on August 24th. If you can't do it live, you'll get the replay if you can't be there live. But click the link below in the show notes for all the details, or you can message me again for more information that if you don't find it in the after you hit the link. But you can attend as a listener of the podcast. You can attend along with a friend for as little as $27. So it's a phenomenal deal for a two-hour in-depth, interactive, fun workshop. And, you know, maybe we'll add in a segment in there about self-doubt and strengths. Or maybe not. I don't know. I'll have to decide on that. Just kidding. We will definitely have time to chat about that. All right, my friends. As always, thank you for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs, Soon to Have a Name Change podcast. Also, hang out in August. There's going to be some fun things to celebrate our anniversary. We're just doing it a little bit late. All right. Till next time, remember, life is short, so we have to go out and enjoy this journey.